This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The slow work of sifting through the remnants of a collapsed Florida condo building stretched into a sixth day Tuesday as families desperate for progress endured a wrenching wait for hours and answers. The work has been deliberate and treacherous. Just two additional bodies were found Monday, raising the count of the confirmed dead to 11. That leaves 150 people still unaccounted for in the community of Surfside, just outside of Miami. Authorities have been meeting frequently with families to explain what they're doing and to answer questions. They've discussed with families everything from how DNA matches are made to help identify the dead to how will next of kin be contacted to going into extreme detail about how they're searching the mound. As the Biden administration rapidly completes a U.S. military withdrawal from Afghanistan, members of the global coalition fighting the Islamic State met to plot future steps against the extremist group. Monday's meeting came just a day after the U.S. launched airstrikes against the Iran-backed militias near the Iraq-Syria border. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and Italian Foreign Minister Luigi Di Maio co-chaired the gathering of senior officials. U.S. troops in eastern Syria came under rocket attack Monday with no reported casualties a day after the U.S. Air Force planes carried out the airstrikes near the Iraq-Syria border. Iraq's military condemned the U.S. airstrikes, and the militia groups called for revenge against the U.S. Pentagon Press Secretary John Kirby said the militias were using the facilities to launch unmanned aerial vehicle attacks against U.S. troops in Iraq. It was the second time the administration has taken military action in the region since Biden took office. This is